Lovely Ellie Kappa, MP, independent from Mildura. Very good morning to you, Ellie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. I'm good.
Great to catch up with you, and thank you for your time this morning. You've been busy. I noticed that you were on 7 News yesterday. You've also been on BBC News. I tell you what, you're in demand at the moment, Ellie.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, the local news is the most important. Thank you for having me on, Matt, because this is the most important part, talking to people directly.
Terrific. And I love your live feed as well on your Facebook page. It always keeps us updated with what's happening, especially with the border closures. The Travel Bubble Initiative in South Australia, you spoke to Premier Marshall and suggested the idea about this particular travel bubble. The South Australian border has been locked down. Is there any movement in regards to that travel bubble initiative that you've been talking about?
Yeah, well, look, we wrote to Premier Marshall again yesterday to renew our calls, you know, on the basis that, you know, we sort of acknowledge that, look, we understand why state premiers that share our border would be spooked by the Melbourne cases, because we're all spooked by that, right? We're all worried about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But the fact that we scored a major win this week to have a virtual or a metaphorical ring fence around Melbourne and to protect the regions and to leave the regions be with business as usual, what we're saying is we're now safer. That travel bubble is safer than it was last week. So we're renewing our calls because nothing's changed from our point of view. We've still got people in our region who need to access Adelaide. We've still got people in Renmark who need to access Mildura. So fingers crossed.
Alrighty, now the other thing I want to talk about is the permits. Of course, you can get onto the Services New South Wales website and get yourself a permit, and in particular the cross-border resident permit. Di phoned up this morning. She lives in Barongan, and apparently there's a bit of an issue with getting that cross-border resident permit because of a certain postcode. Have a listen to this.
Basically, I need the permit to get back into New South Wales from work in Victoria, but I'm working from home at the moment because work are allowing us to do so. But I've been trying to get a permit since 6 a.m. yesterday morning and spent more than an hour on the phone on hold to Services New South Wales yesterday to be told that there's an issue with the postcode.
So there we go. A bit of an issue with that particular postcode in Barongan. What are you hearing?
Yeah, we're hearing the same thing. So here's what's important. Just make sure that you've got your license with residential details on it, so you can confirm that you live, that you're a cross-border resident. Have some documentation as well, if you can. Just as an added extra, you technically shouldn't need it, but just to, I guess, be overly safe, some sort of documentation from your employer, and that should be enough, certainly for the next day. The other thing you can do is you can come to our office or call our office and we can step you through it. We were doing that yesterday. Or go to your local library, because I know that they have been very, our wonderful libraries have been very proactive too about getting that message out that they're available to help. So I think it was Di, wasn't it, that
it
you
was.
Mentioned?
Yes.
I think that Di should be fine if she follows those rules. That's great that she's got that working from home flexibility. It shouldn't be a problem for her if that bloody website will work.
So exactly,
it's
right.
A matter of time, I hope, yeah.
Well, you can only imagine there'd be so much traffic going through that particular website at the moment. The cross-border resident permit, what does that allow us to do?
Anything. Right. So, and I'm glad you asked that question, Matt. The cross-border resident permit allows us to do anything. So the spirit of that rule is to enable us to be able to go about our daily cross-border activities as we usually would, going over to see grandparents or family, or it might be fishing, or it might be shopping, or it might be accessing services or work or anything you can think of. Just our normal daily activities, crisscrossing that border as cross-border residents.
Providing that we stay in that 50K radius, is that right?
Yes, exactly right. So again, just think about the principle of this. The principle of this is to be able to protect the state of New South Wales, essentially, from the outbreak in Victoria. That's the spirit of this. So Victorians and New South Wales residents on the border can come backwards and forwards, but the idea is that none of those cross-border residents then start going deeper into New South Wales.
Yep.
Because otherwise that defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does.
So that's the key thing. We've been given this. That is a significant allowance we've been given, but we don't want to stuff it up. Gladys Berejiklian, in her press conference yesterday, you could hear the nervousness in her voice. She was like, okay, if you're in Albury, you're not travelling to Wagga.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. And look, it's in all of our interests, so we just got to follow those rules.
Terrific. Good on you, Ellie. Thank you so much for the update and obviously the insight in regards to the cross-border resident permits.